why are you not going to get what you want in life? I mean, know why I thought about covering this topic, but I was on Twitter and I just see so much craziness, so much bias, so much trolling from people that don't even realize they're trolling. Just bad ideas, bad, not critically thought through perspectives, beliefs. And I see a lot of people that want things. They want attention. They want money, power, success. They want to feel important. They want to feel wanted. They want people to congratulate them and tell them you're cool and you're great and whatever. I mean, most things that most humans want, but most people will not get what they want in life. And I would even say some that get a lot of what they want or what they think they want don't end up getting what they truly want because they're going after the wrong things. They think they want the things that they want, and then they get them and they realize that that wasn't really what they want, because you can't actually buy happiness. You can't actually buy fulfillment. You can't actually buy or gain enough power to have any of these things. It's kind of a conundrum, actually. But why is it unlikely you're going to get what you want? It's because of a few things. One of them is self-awareness. One of them is you don't really know what you want, which I guess is part of self-awareness. You don't know how to get what you want if you don't know what you want. That should seem obvious. It almost seems nonsensical. But the reality is you are very likely a byproduct of your environment, of your upbringing, of your family, of your community. And you do the things that they do. You do the things that they have approved for you, either consciously or not. And this likely causes you a lot of problems, because the things that most people want, they're not self-aware. They're doing all the things that everyone else is doing, and everyone else is blind and asleep and not self-aware and pursuing money and fame and social validation, and then like not having any idea that that's not really what they want. That's not the goal. It's not the point. There's a lot of more reasons why you probably won't get what you want. So maybe we could talk about how to get what you want. I would say the first step in getting what you want is really understanding that you're probably not going to get what you want, and then using that to go deep inside, figure out who you are, what you really want. So hopefully understanding that will help pierce through the matrix that society's built for you from your upbringing in pop culture or whatever. And then you can start asking the necessary questions to figure out, well, what do I want? Who am I? What matters? Instead of defaulting to big car and house and money and power or being famous or what the hell ever, all the same stupid stuff that we all pursue. Me too. I mean, I pursue money mostly because I value time and I want security, not because I want to buy fancy things or I'm trying to fill some void. I'm very taken care of in that department. But I have my own flavor of struggle, right? I struggle with purpose and how I want to spend my time, what work I want to do, what impact I want to have. You know, so like, again, it seems like for all of us, we struggle with finding and getting what we want, because each one of us has probably a small list of things that we actually want or value, and it's different for all of us. Some of us love to travel, be nomadic. Some of us want to live in the same house and just have community and people around us. Some of us want a mix of all of it. Some of us want a lot of money because we want to buy fancy things. Some of us just want the time to be able to play computer games all day. Like, part of me, in fact, I already am, but I will forever be playing computer games, mostly just Age of Empires. I hope I find some other games that I enjoy playing. But that's the only one I can seem to invest time into, because I have so much invested into it and it brings me flow state and happiness. I genuinely thoroughly enjoy doing it. It's a form of meditation. You can give me all the money in the world and I'll probably want to spend my time with my close friends and family. Maybe, you know, maybe add a few people to that list every so often. I'll want to talk about big ideas. I will definitely keep recording videos and podcasts. I'll probably build things. I will build things. I want to help people. I really want to bring education to the masses. I've been thinking about this a lot. I don't really have a mechanism for doing it, but I want to do that. And so I'm sharing this with you, not because you care about me or my life, but hopefully because it helps you maybe reflect on yours. This is kind of a thought process, and it's good to think about these things. What is your absolute highest aspiration in life, assuming money was an object and you had all the time in the world? Now, I'm very fortunate because I built a life where I have a lot of time, so I'm able to explore these questions. But these are existential questions we all have to figure out. So I still have to do the work and I have to go through them. And I'm telling you, every step of the way, every level I've reached and acquired, there's a new set of problems. And that's what life is. That's what Better Human Podcast is all about. It's about the journey, not destination. It's about the mastery of that. And really, my goal, and what I think is the goal should be for everyone, we should be trying to embrace that process and that journey as much as possible. We should be enjoying the journey. And I know that most of us get obsessed with the destination. I know I sure do. We're unlikely to get what we want because the thing we want is always in the future. We're always living in the future. Some of us are living in the past. That's a topic for another day. We don't know what we want. We don't know who we are. We probably haven't thought hard about the few things that matter to us. And we probably haven't thought hard about what your perfect day would be. Maybe if you had all the money in the world, or maybe if you had just enough to keep living the way you're living. In fact, that's a good, I think, thought exercise. Imagine if the life you have right now, you were just trying to optimize for a happy life. You don't need to make a bunch of money, but you're making enough to maybe save a little bit every month and to do, you know, the average amount of things you like to do. Go to the movies, eat out, like buy a few things here and there on Amazon, whatever it is. Imagine you have enough money to do that, but you didn't have to monopolize all your time to a job or something. So you had all the time. You could live in the same city, same house. You have, you know, let's just assume you're debt-free, right? So you don't have stress from that. What would you do with your day? How would you spend your time? Because here's the thing. I literally have this. Now, I have two kids, so it throws a wrench in things because I have to balance that. I got to balance family life. I got to balance when I'm home. Stuff's always going on. Like, there's always sounds and noises and people. I do value my quiet alone time, which is what now I'm in the office right now recording this. I got to balance time with my partner, Allison. I got to balance time with friends. I got to balance the work, obviously, that I still do. I got to balance if I'm doing stuff like this and I'm working on something that isn't like bringing money to the bottom line, but I do it because I enjoy it, right? So this is really a passion or hobby for me. I got to balance that. I got to balance when I play AOK. I got to balance working out because I work out all the time. I got to balance eating food. I cook most of my meals at home. And I got to think about how I want to spend my time. Do I start a new company? Do I write a book? Do I just keep going on YouTube and podcasts? Like, this stuff is not obvious because there's no guarantee of success. And a lot of us do work on things work-wise because we want to be successful. Now, I would love to have a bunch of money from my content or have a big podcast or whatever that made money. But for me, the impact of the message and of hopefully helping people would matter more than the money. It does, and it will. So most of my goal when it comes to money is to have enough cash flow to support my lifestyle so that I am purely passive. So I have my Airbnb properties, you know, I have my investments, I have whatever, and I have enough income to not have to work. I do have to work now and I, you know, income's taken care of. I do get to set my own schedule. So like I'm kind of there, but I want to get to that place where I could literally wake up and if I don't want to work or do anything for a month, I can do that. I probably won't ever do that, but I want to have that option. So that's my goal and I'm getting there. I'm close. But when that happens, and because I've already had glimpses of this, because I already have my schedule 100% in my control, I struggle with what do I do with my time? How much family time? How much more work? Do I take on a new project? I struggle with when I'm recording content like this. Is anybody listening? Is it enough impact? Is it worth the effort? I think a lot of people don't do content and stick with it because it takes so much freaking upfront effort and work that the people that have something good to say and have experience in real life that are doing cool shit, they move on to something else that generates some more revenue. Like it's the free market speaking. You can make more money from most people building a business or consulting or just doing something other than creating content. I mean, I struggle with this with content now, but I keep coming back to it because I enjoy it. It's unlikely the majority of people will ever get what they truly want in life. And that's sad. That's freaking sad. So I guess if there were some, I mean, I hope something I said or a couple of things I said get the wheels turning at least. But if I had to add a call to action to this, a recommendation, it would be definitely to create some kind of ongoing journaling or self-awareness routine. There's so many ways to do that. I mean, just thinking about this idea, just thinking about what you want out of life on a regular basis and asking yourself that question. Most people don't even realize they have the power to do that. So they don't even try. They just kind of accept that whatever's going on around them is where they're supposed to be. They don't ask themselves should they change something? Is this the best place? Could I try something else? Could I quit this entirely? I get it because like money and bills and responsibilities and jobs, like these things come into our lives, they kind of take hold. They put down grippers or roots and we don't think to ask whether we should tear the roots up or not. But I think we should be asking that all the time. Because where you are now is not necessarily where you should be or want to be or could be. And if you don't look at the roots, you kind of pay attention to the branches and the leaves and the other things that are on top, when maybe it's actually the root that needs to come up. Maybe you need to plant an entirely different tree or go somewhere else entirely. So those are just some thoughts. Think regularly about asking yourself that question, or just even ask yourself right now and spend a few minutes thinking about it. Meditate on it. Think about it in the shower. Journal to yourself. Set a Google Calendar reminder or a phone notification or a productivity app, Asana, to do something on a recurring basis to spend 20 minutes every week or month or whatever to think about where you're at, where you want to go, what your goals are. Obviously, a goal setting and goals routine is very important. You kind of have to know what those are. And then even though when you set your goals, you need to really think about them. Like if you got those goals, you're going to wake up the next day. Let's say you had financial freedom. You could spend your day however you want it. This is not an easy thing. You got to wake up and do something with your time. And sitting in front of TV or playing games or whatever, all this stuff over time, you get bored with and you need dynamism in your life. You need to mix things up and you need, this is just biology. It's actually Mother Nature. It kept us always pursuing. Because if we would have become too content, we would have died off. Our species had to be nomadic and find food and move with the herds and the seasons and, weather, water, and shelter. First, start asking the question, like, what do you want? Who are you? And maybe who are you is a bad question because most people can't reconcile the idea that they think they should, of who they should be with like society and family. That takes a very iconoclastic perspective to be able to do that. Like, who am I? And really who you are is what you do. Like that's all it is. Who you are is what you do. And what you get out of life is a combination of what you do and how you think. That's really it. So you have to figure out what do you want to do and how you're going to think about it. Because you can be poor, living like a monk and be supremely happy. And there's literally monks that have nothing that are happier than most people. And then you can have people that are millionaires or billionaires and everything in between that are miserable, that are overweight, that are sick, that are whatever. What is $1 billion in the bank if you don't control your time? So that's a big one for me. So always control your time. Everybody should try to become as free in their time, as in control of their time as possible. And then you figure out what to do with the void. Well, that's going to be it for this slightly longer than usual podcast. Just something I was thinking. I hope it gets you thinking. I hope you have some ideas about maybe how you could think about your life and how you can maybe ask these questions and go through this thought process. It's definitely a thought process. And it's definitely a kind of trial and error. And the answers are not obvious and or immediate. Get on the Better Human Newsletter. Call in a coach. That's where we get all the shows. You can subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the show and buy Bitcoin, which you should want to because it's the future and it's how you protect yourself against inflation. So buy a little bit. Swan Bitcoin. You can go over to colin.coach/swan to get that. And I'll see you in the next one.